Welcome to the Monster Club.
An honest look at horror movies from lifelong horror fans.
Fair warning, you may not have seen this movie. We have... Spoilers Ho! I'm Jethel.
And I'm Tark.
Today, we take a look back at the 1989 horror comedy, Brian Yuzna. How the hell do you pronounce his name?
Oh, hell of a fuck.
Yuzna. Brian Yuzna.
Sounds good to me.
Brian Yuzna's Society. This is a fucked up movie.
Oh, boy. Yeah, you saw my reaction on Facebook. What in the actual fuck?
Yeah, we're watching this. Me and Elquin, we're watching this. She's like, I thought this was a horror movie.
It's pretty horrific, but not for the reasons I usually watch horror movies for, you know? I mean, admittedly, it has some interesting creature effects.
Yes.
But those vary from interesting to the absurd. And the rest of it is just a kind of a weird mix of class warfare, fear of parental expectations, fear of authority figures, and sex anxiety.
And the class warfare is what this is about.
Yeah.
High society in this movie, they depict high society as a completely separate race from the humans, but they grew up side by side.
Yeah.
Now, they're not aliens. They explain they're not aliens. They've been here just as long as man has, but they're better than us. Why are they better than us? Well, money. So, and here
money
comes...
Money and...
and incest.
The ability to transmogrify into a big, wet, sloppy mess.
Apparently. So, and that in itself is a metaphor. These creatures literally suck off the poor.
Yeah.
They literally live off the poor.
And not in a... Yeah, I was going to say.
And not in a real pleasurable way, from what we can tell. So what we have here
Well, not
is,
for the victim, anyway.
So what we have here is a boy coming of age. He's noticing weird things.
Yeah, weird things about his family.
Weird things about the family. He's about to go into college. His family is just getting weird on his little sister's, what it was, her 16th birthday, something like that, it's being portrayed as. It's a debutante type of thing, so it's usually 16.
Yeah.
So, he doesn't like going to the society things, and quite honestly, they seem to be really happy that he's staying out of the society events. So, weird things are afoot. They go to this debutante coming out party thing for the younger sister, and there is weird, creepy stalker guy who is convinced that something is wrong in his high-class society. And he tape records everything. And when they play back this tape recording, it sounds like an orgy. Oh, my God. This debutante ball has turned into a giant orgy.
Yeah. With a little bit beyond an orgy.
With incest.
Yeah.
With incest going on. So there's the mystery. What is going on? What is happening here? And, wow. The only thing I can say is this movie is a fucked up movie.
What really bugged me, okay, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think I read somewhere that the director just kind of started from a place of, I want to have this big final scenes that has all this gross shit in it, right? Mm-hmm. So how do we get there, work our way back, how do we get there? And that's how he wrote the movie, or designed the movie.
Nice.
All the shots. And it really shows, because nothing makes sense.
Yeah,
I mean, he said, no, we're going to go for visuals. I'm not going to worry too much about logic. I mean, he really said this somewhere, that logic was not a high priority, but
that
it's not
that
about
shows.
Possibility.
That shows very, very much so.
I really wish they had pushed, Billy is his name? That's the main character, right?
Yeah,
Billy?
Yeah.
I really wish they had pushed more about his, you know, his mental health issues. to where you could almost start to believe, oh, well, maybe he's not on his meds. Maybe he's seeing this shit. Maybe he's hallucinating.
It could have been a lot better written to make it seem like he was hallucinating all of this.
Yeah, to make him doubt. Maybe throw in some real hallucinations in there so he couldn't tell the difference. But you
got to understand that this was a horror movie made in the 80s.
Yeah.
By Brian Yuzna. And most of his stuff is either really funny or really fucked up.
I would call this experimental horror.
Yeah, and it didn't work, as far as I'm concerned. Honestly, now this is actually a story that could be remade today because of the class warfare thing.
Yes, I think it would work with a much better writer.
Yes, much better writer.
Much bigger budget.
Yeah.
And more, depth to the story. Well, one of the things that kept frustrating me the most about Billy was his insane reactions to everything. Creepy mole on the face stalker guy who's trying to explain to him that there's something weird going on, plays him this tape, and then Billy attacks him for it. Why? Yeah. He just doesn't know what to feel. He's just, I'm going to beat you up anyway because I don't like what you've played.
Directing!
Oh, he's just like roiding out all the time, everyone he comes into contact with.
But you got to understand, this is a movie made in the 80s, rich people are douchebags.
I'm skipping ahead, of course. When he escapes from the hospital, I thought they had taken him over because he was acting so nonchalant and laughing it off and acting like, yeah, everything's fine. I'm okay.
It's all good, man.
They let me go. Here, they brought me my car because they want me to be happy. I thought then that the movie would take place from the point of view of his friend who was trying to figure out what the hell's going on.
But no, it just left the audience going, what the hell's going on?
It was just him just going off his fucking rocker and
pretty much
saying, I'm just going to charge in there and demand. And the biggest what the fuck? I mean, obviously the
giant
transmorphic
flesh orgy.
Yeah, okay. But the biggest character what the fuck? What's her name's mom?
Oh, God.
What the hell? I mean, she looks like a character.
Mrs. Carlin.
She looks like a character straight off of, what am I thinking of? Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Yes.
She looks like a character straight out of that.
In order to keep the numbers in check, the society rely on a lot of inbreeding. And I'm guessing every once in a while that inbreeding shows, and that would be Mrs. Carlin.
Yeah, but wouldn't her daughter be just as stupid?
And who fucked her to get a daughter?
And I wonder if they actually have sex in that way.
Probably not.
I mean, I'm sure they do a lot of sensual stuff, but maybe they just bud off of each other, like,
That's possible. That's possible, I suppose.
Something. Yeah. I would expect that's how it would be done, actually.
So.
Or that they would infect normal humans and take over their shape and,
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm not sure I want to know.
If it's an interesting, kind of pod people kind of situation, where, everybody you thought you could trust is somehow, part of this
secret society.
Alien, not a, you know what I mean?
They're
by
not, a, they're not alien.
Not us, not human. It doesn't really matter whether they come from space or from hell or just they've been here all along. They're the others, the not us. And, this is a weird movie.
They break down into some kind of fleshy, gelatinous mass, and they seem to be able to do it to their poor victims.
Yeah, they kind of absorb them, and that's why I think they probably don't reproduce in any way similar to us. They probably just take genetic material.
Yeah, I was just going to say,
new people.
There's definitely some DNA swapping going on here, and probably every once in a while, someone of age ends up being pregnant after these massive gelatinous flesh orgies.
like I said, I think it's more like a budding thing.
It could
I would
be.
Want it to
we
be
don't
that
know.
Way. I would want it to be that way, because how else do you, I mean,
Yeah, this is just a weird, weird, fucked up movie.
Yes, it is. I'm still glad I saw it, because, you know, wow.
And it is available on Blu-ray.
Yeah, you recently got a copy, didn't you?
Yes, I recently got a copy, because it's the only way I could get it. Mm-hmm. Couldn't find it for download anywhere. It wasn't available on DVD anywhere. It finally became available recently on Blu-ray. And so I'm like, all right. It was a Blu-ray DVD combo, so that's fine. But I wish I could have just gotten the DVD.
Yeah.
It would have been cheaper for this. But anyway, you know the thing that really bugged me about this?
Everything?
No, not everything. But the thing that seriously bugged me about this was the last 10 minutes of the movie. It's like, you know, everyone's, you know, high society and everyone's being proper and some of that. And all of a sudden, the last 10 minutes of the movie, everyone's a drooling idiot.
It's like they go, they're like, well, now we're going to do the big reveal. You remember that creepy title sequence? Here you go.
Yep.
Big reveal, blah. You know, the thing that really bugs me is you have his friend in the cop uniform just kind of creeping, hiding behind a sofa, right? But there's other society people walking back and forth behind him. So who is he hiding from exactly?
We don't know.
He's just kind of crouching there, peeking up over the sofa, and there's like people walking back and forth behind him. No big deal. I guess he's invisible or something.
But haven't you ever wanted to thrust your fist up someone's ass and turn them inside out? It happens in this movie! Oh, God!
Two times. Yeah. Well, the one time for the, yeah.
Turning,
you
gotta
wonder,
out,
but why did it phase, what's his name, you know?
Why did they kill him? These things are gelatinous masses of goo. Why did turning him inside out actually kill him? We don't know.
Yeah, I don't get that at all.
Couldn't he have, what are we calling it here, transmogrified or something? Couldn't he have just turned himself right side out again?
Yeah, you would think. And what exactly does Billy think is going to happen with his new hottie? I mean,
she's one of them!
How the fuck does he deal with the fact that his new hottie is an inhumane monster?
They don't address it at all.
Capable of shape-shifting into a formless mass of pulsating flesh at will. I mean, that's got to be a boner killer, don't you think?
It would be for me. I could literally have sex with this girl. I could have sex with this girl in every orifice she has, even her ears.
Oh,
just soften up a little bit there, honey.
She can make new orifices for you. Oh, this is just gross. It's just but I guess that's what this movie really is, seeks to gross out its audience.
Yes, that really seems to be the entire point of the movie. This is, you know, like you said, it was, here's our big flesh orgy scene. Let's not even write a script or anything. How do you get to it?
Yeah.
And it's just a bunch of nonsense and bad choice making. And you just end up with this massive flesh orgy.
Irrational reactions on the part of Billy.
Yes, irrational reactions. And then once the flesh orgy is done, it's like they didn't have a script at all.
It's just kind of like, okay, and the heroes run out.
Father, you have a confrontation with Billy. And it's like they turned into rednecks or something, you know?
Oh.
Where do you think you're going, boy? Okay, you can't get away with this.
My two favorite moments from the film. My two favorite moments. Billy is looking at stuff in his Jeep because some weird freak is leaving presents.
Uh-huh, yeah.
He's left that inflatable doll with what's-her-name's name taped across it. And he raises his arm as he's talking with his girlfriend, and he pulls it out of the Jeep accidentally. You know, he's like moving like those infomercial people move. You know, they're always so clumsy and goofy. And
Do you hate it when a sex doll comes out of your Jeep?
It's like, oh, baby, no, I can explain. You know, he just stutters, and he never just says, wait, stop. Let me tell you what's going on. This is serious. He just has this kind of, oh, but no, let me explain. I mean, he's like, I don't know, like somebody on Saved by the Bell who just, his girlfriend caught him kissing another girl, and, oh, but he's got to explain, because actually it's his cousin, and she was just kissing her on the cheek, but his girlfriend won't let him explain, because it's funnier that way.
Who is this woman that you're texting all the time? Who's mom? Yes.
Actually, my other favorite. Oh, son of a. Oh, that's the alarm to remind me that it's time to record the podcast.
Is it? Shit, really?
Yeah, I gotta go. Sorry.
All right.
Oh, boy. Okay, my other favorite moment from the film.
The showering scene where she's washing her ass, which is now in front of her body.
Yeah, and her tits are like on her back or something, and her head's turned around, and it's just like.
And what was the point of that?
I don't know. Okay, but that's not it. That's not it.
That was literally a TNA scene.
Yeah, it's at once, from the same side.
Oh, God.
Oh, so weird. Okay.
And if this podcast is making no sense, don't worry about it. The movie didn't either.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. When Billy goes up to the bedroom to you know, I guess take the movie up there for no reason. Oh, he's getting away from what's his name that has a huge smile all of a sudden, and the thing, you know, the guide pole,
yeah,
you know, that they wrangled him with, and he shuts the door, and apparently that's enough to just keep that guy out, and he finds his former family, you know, just merging and melding with each other and changing shape, and his father pops out from underneath the covers.
And this stupidity starts at this
point. Oh, my. Starts? No, that was the denouement. That was the point at which it reached its peak. That is not where
Hey, look,
started.
Billy, I am a butthead.
He does a raspberry, God. You know? Oh, and for the people who haven't seen the film, and you might not want to, really, his father has protruded his own face out of his own butt.
Yeah.
Boy. You know what this film is really useful for?
A lesson in practical gooey special effects.
It gives you a sense of perspective about just how good other horror films are.
Yes. Because
it gives you a bottom of the barrel kind of, you know, reference point.
Right. Now the thing is here, from a special effects point of view, it wasn't bad.
I mean, let's
face it, some of that gooey flesh mass thing was actually pretty well done. The problem is the story and the directing.
Yeah. And the writing.
And the writing. The acting. The story.
So we can agree. The special effects were pretty interesting.
Yes.
Everything else?
Let's put it the special effects were good for the story.
Yeah, I suppose.
If it was just the story with no special effects, I wouldn't have watched this movie in a million years.
Did you notice that the amalgamation of, let's see, mother, I think, father's arms and sister's head was a guy doing a handstand with a prosthesis on?
Yep.
Yeah, well, that looked kind of...
That was weird.
Yes.
All right.
It is definitely unique in that if
Thank
you want to...
Thank God it was unique, so I didn't want more of this.
If yeah, I know, right? But if you want to see a movie to just, like, you know, just weird you the fuck out, see this movie.
Yeah. All right.
It'll leave you saying, what the fuck?
Definitely. We could actually rename this movie, What the Fuck, the Movie.
I'm pretty much, that would be my alternative title for this movie. WTF, man. Seriously.
Oh, okay, Brian Yuzma, Society, 1989. See it if you want to get weirded out. It didn't even weird me out. It was just like, what? Okay,
now, you've seen this before. This was a... First time seeing this. When have you seen this before?
Oh, I saw it on VHS way back in the early 90s.
Oh, wow. Uh, Wow.
All right. So you said you had something for us for next week. What do you got?
John dies at the end.
I actually have this one on my Netflix queue. I'm going to have to watch this. I almost watched it last night.
Oh, I'm glad you didn't yet then, because you would have totally not been...